1 Corinthians chapter 4. Again, beginning in verse 1. This is how one should regard us. Paul is speaking of the apostles, of preachers of the gospel in his day, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. This is how you ought to look at us, as a servant of Christ, as a steward of the mysteries of God. Now, it is required, or moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy, or that they be found faithful. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your truth. Help us to understand it, that we may be trustworthy and faithful. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I would like to begin a three-week series on stewardship. If you look in the dictionary, just the English dictionary, it says a steward is the conducting, supervising, or managing of something, especially the careful and responsibility or responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. It says in verse 7, if you skip down here in 1 Corinthians 4, for who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Everything we have has been given to us by God. Everything. We are therefore stewards or managers of what God has given us. God has entrusted to our cares some things in life. And it says here that when you have been given a trust, it is required that we be found trustworthy or faithful. The word means reliable, dependable. A steward in Paul's day very often was a slave. And that slave was entrusted with the management of his master's household. He managed his property. And as a manager of the property, that owner expected him to be trustworthy, expected him to be faithful to what he had been given him. I would like us to consider three areas in life that God has set us up as stewards, for which we are to be found trustworthy, faithful, dependable, reliable. And I'll make them easy for us. They all begin with the letter T. Our time, our talent, and our treasure. Three aspects of life. And this morning, I would like to look at just the first one, our time. God expects us to be faithful with our time, dependable. You know, you may not believe this, but every single one of us, I know this is going to be hard to believe, but every single one of us has 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, and 52 weeks in a year. And for every one of us, it is exactly the same. Not different for anyone else. And God requires that we be found faithful, reliable, dependable with every single second that God has given us. And I want you to know this morning, every single second that you have is God-given. Every breath that you take at the grace and mercy of God. In the very moment that God desires, that he wants your breath, you have taken your last. We are required to be found faithful with the time that God has given us. I'd like for us to think about three things as it relates to time. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Turn with me to Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And I'd like for us to read beginning in verse 15. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. He said, walk wisely, not unwisely. And how do we do that? Well, number one, we make the best use of our time. The best use of our time. The time we have is God-given. We are stewards of it. God requires of us that we manage our time wisely. And we can either waste it, or we can carefully and responsibly use it to bring God's glory. Bring God glory. He says, make the best use of the time. The New International Version, which I'm sure many of you still have, it says, make the most of every opportunity. Same phrase. It literally means to buy back the time. Make the most of, make the best use of the time that you have. Buy up all the time you can so that you can use it wisely and use it for God, because he's the one who's given it to you. Verse 15 says, use it wisely, not unwisely. The idea is that we make the best use of every possible circumstance that we have, of every moment that we have, so that we do not waste it. But as a steward, we use it wisely and we use it for good. Back when God closed the ark, when God brought Noah's family into the ark and he finally closed that door, all opportunity for anyone living in that day to be saved, to get inside that ark, was lost. Think of Judas. Can you imagine spending 3 years with Jesus? He had 3 years in ministry with Jesus. Some people in our day and age say, if only I could see God face to face. It would change how I think, how I live, and what I do. He saw Jesus for 3 years face to face. And at the end of the 3 years, he rejected him. I think of all the people who've ever lived, he must be one of the people who used his time in the most unwise way, in the most useful, wasteless way of anybody else. The time you have been given, every second of the minute, every minute of the hour of the day of the week, every week of the year, has been given to you by God. Are you using it wisely, or are you wasting it? You are a steward of the time that you have. How then do we use time wisely? How do we make the most of every opportunity? How do we make the best use of the time that we have? I mean, how do we do that? How do we do what God is saying here in verse 15 and 16 so that when we live our life, when and we one day stand before God, God will say, you know what, you've been a good steward of the time I gave you. Well, I would like you to consider a second thing, and as we consider this second thing, it will help us to better understand the first. And it is this. Time decisions must be based on biblical priorities. time decisions, how we're going to use our time, must be based on biblical priorities. Turn with me in your Bible to Matthew chapter 22. If we are going to make the best use of our time, we must use our time according to biblical priorities. It is the only way we will use our time wisely. Have you ever gotten to the end of your day and said, man, I wasted today? Or the end of the week and say, man, I didn't get a whole lot accomplished this week? Or maybe as you relate your life to someone else's life, you would say, I wish I had more time with that person, or I wish